Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jay-Z, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, Roadshow Mojo, is that right? Did I say that right?
Road Trip Mojo. Road You'll get trip. It right eventually.
I can never do that right for some reason. Road Trip Mojo, folks. All those, find out. If you need words, you need to talk to Jeff because he is the wordsmith extraordinaire. He's helped me with my words, and I'm not too bad at it. But I am not his peer when it comes to words, folks. Hey, Jeffrey, I hung on to XP, Windows XP forever. And then I got 7, I upgraded to 7, and I loved it. And, you know, 8 came out, it was a bomb, it was horrible, so I was glad I didn't change to that. But finally, about a year ago, I had to go to 10, and I did it kicking and screaming because I had to leave behind my beloved PageMaker.
Yeah.
Which I'd been using since the 80s. My beloved PageMaker, I don't have it anymore. I looked everywhere to find a way to make it work, and I just can't do it. I miss it so much, but because the new one is just more—it's more trouble than I want to deal with the InDesign, I think it is. I have people who do that, but at some point in time, you just finally have to upgrade, don't you?
Absolutely, and that point in time came for me earlier this week when I was starting to just have, you know, a few glitches with the computer, nothing major, but more than anything, you know, Microsoft, and I was on 7, and look, mine is just a glorified word processor. I use it to do that and surf, you know, and surf the web and for my email and whatnot. So I'm not doing design. I'm not doing major file management. My largest file is maybe a PDF, you know, for a book or something that I'd be editing for a client. But for the most part, you get these messages from Microsoft or from whomever saying we're no longer going to support that application.
Yeah.
Which was Windows 7, which means you'll no longer get any antivirus pushes out. So anything,
and that's the problem. That's the problem.
The
it's not that you can't. It's not okay to say. And this is what I had to do, Jeff. It's not okay to say, well, you know, it works. My Word and my Excel work just fine. My PageMaker works. I mean, my PowerPoint works just fine. It's not about the applications. It's about the security, isn't it?
Absolutely, because all those applications, especially for someone like me, that again is using it as I say, a glorified word processor. I could be running on DOS, and you know, the forebearer, the original of all these, you know, or whatever, and it would still be running as a great word processor. But it's the patches, it's the vulnerabilities that Microsoft discovers, or I should say, that the ne'er-do-wells, the hacks and hackers out there discover that are backdoors into your system, into the Microsoft system, into its universe, that Microsoft then pushes patches out to say, okay, we discovered this vulnerability, download this update, and it'll patch that vulnerability. Well, if they're not supporting 7, for example, anymore, you ain't getting that patch.
And they're going to come in and they're going to find you. They know they can they're pinging. If people could see how many times a day their computer is pinged by a bad guy, they wouldn't sleep at night.
Yep. And this is not just update your operating system. This is in addition to running your antivirus, you know, your protected, your antivirus applications. And antivirus is just one thing. I mean, Trojan hacks, malware, you know, it scans everything coming in, everything going out, every, like you're saying, all these vulnerabilities and threats out there, it's to neutralize them. So, you know, it's not as Aristotle said, excellence is not an act but a habit. Mm-hmm. Antivirus and protection in the online world is not an act.
You can never let your guard down when it comes to the bad guys. We're going to spend three segments with Chris Moscovides after you talking more detail about this. But folks, you have to upgrade as soon as you can. I'm telling you, Jeffrey, the way I work a lot of times, a lot of my creative stuff, I create it in PageMaker, just my idea and get it off the ground. Then I give it to people who make it be something we can publish. But I miss PageMaker, but I had to do it. I had to upgrade because I was getting too vulnerable.
Right, right. And that's the way it is.
And I like 10. I didn't think I would like 10. But it's you know, and I'm probably not using it to the maximum effect. But I don't have a problem with 10. I work fine within 10. I just lost one of my legacy products.
Right. Yep. You know what? It's something that you just have to do.
Yeah.
Or don't. And then cross your fingers and hopefully you sleep well at night. But it's not an option. You run a business. You pay.
Go ahead.
You know, you pay all sorts of money for all sorts of things in your business, subscriptions to services, to whatever, it's not an option.
But what if you wake up one morning, folks, and somebody says on your screen, we own you now, you have to pay us money. Or worse, you have a larger customer that you can't do without, and they've gotten to them into their network through you.
Right.
Talk about putting you out of business. Folks, this you cannot be vulnerable. In this day and age, you cannot be vulnerable. You have to upgrade. Hey, Jeffrey, I need the websites again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and RoadTripMojo.com.
There you go. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Jay-Z back real soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.